The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, May the 3rd. It's hard to believe we're 3 days into May already, isn't it? Dr. David Newman is with us, Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Centers.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Thanks so much.
David. Today we're going to talk about stress.
Yeah.
Stress is a part of everybody's life, right?
It is. And a lot of times when I teach class, especially to little baby hypnotherapists coming up, one of the things that everybody says is, I'm not stressed, I feel fine, okay? And then suddenly they have a heart attack, or their blood pressure goes through the roof. So what I do is I'll take a little 8-ounce glass, okay, fill it with water, and I'll say, now, take this glass, and I'm holding it straight out. I go, how much does that weigh? It doesn't weigh much. No, but how much does it weigh if I hold it all day long, all week long, all year long, you know, multiple years? And what it does is it starts getting heavier and heavier and heavier. The actual stress hasn't changed. It's weighing down on us some more. Psychologically, that's the same thing that happens. We get stress all the time.
But isn't a certain amount of stress necessary and good for you?
It is. It is. And that's the thing, is we have to separate that line where how much stress is really good and positive for me and how much isn't. A lot of people don't realize it, but within the health industry, stress-related illness costs employers $300 billion a year.
Yeah.
That's a phenomenal amount, and most of it can be avoided.
You know, I'd never heard it described the way you just did. A glass of water, holding a glass of water mm-hmm. and thinking of it as stress.
Right.
And it doesn't weigh very much.
Right.
But the longer you hold it, the more it weighs you down.
That's right.
So even if you have a small amount of bad stress in mm-hmm. your life, and it continues for a long time, it will have an effect on you.
Absolutely it will. Absolutely it will.
So how do we know if we have that small amount of stress in our life that we've had for a long time? And that may seem like a simple question, but I don't think it is.
It really isn't, because a small amount of stress, we don't really feel it. And our bodies are phenomenal survivors. So as it's really weighing on us psychologically, we don't necessarily feel so much difference, but the one spot that's a dead giveaway is with what we refer to as body syndromes. And let me go through that with you okay. real quick, okay? Body syndromes. We have what's called crying syndrome, okay? That's where I'm sure you've seen people that for no reason at all, they just begin to cry, their eyes begin to weep, or they cry off and on quite a bit. That's usually because they're dealing with a decision that they don't want to make okay. or they can't make, and they've repressed that all the way down. Stress going across the shoulders, the neck, things like that. Increased responsibility that they're shouldering. They're just kind of in a state of denial where I'm not exactly addressing it. It's just the boss is putting more work on me.
It's there.
It's there. When you see people that walk around with their hands clasped all the time, or in their sleep, they have a fist, or their hands are always outstretched when they're asleep, that's called reaching syndrome. That's fight syndrome. And what they're doing is, psychologically, they want to do battle with something. It could be a boss. It could be a coworker. They don't like, and they would really like to do battle with it, but they can't. And so they're having to repress that. Down in the gut area, you start having issues down there, and that has to do with frustration levels going way up. And then, of course, down your legs, when you start having leg issues, things like that, that is flight syndrome, and that's your body trying to distance yourself from the stress, but you can't.
How do you alleviate the stress, even a small amount of stress that you think is not bothering you?
That's a really good question, and lots of people have a lot of answers for it. Exercise is one of the best ways to do it,
because you can just go and
gets rid of it, at least for a short time, because stress has a tendency to come back. But a lot of other people have tried some other things. Biofeedback is very popular, highly effective. Meditation, very popular, especially now, highly effective. Hypnosis and hypnotherapy, phenomenally successful, because we actually resolve what the issue is that's causing the stress. The others don't resolve the issue. They just kind of like put a Band-Aid on it. And so, okay, the stress is gone for a while, but it will return. In my profession, we prefer to actually resolve the issue, and so that particular stress doesn't return. Another one may, but...
Okay, well, how do you do that? How do you do? Can you do it with self-hypnosis?
You can. Now, the problem with self-hypnosis is you have to be taught how to do it. A lot of people will go and they'll grab a book and they'll read a book and say how to do it. It doesn't really work that well. You really need to be taught. But I can teach a person how to do self-hypnosis in about 20 minutes, and they'll be highly successful doing it. Now, for the listening audience, please understand that self-hypnosis is like playing the flute. The more you do it, the better you get. Okay, so it's not one of these things of, oh, okay, I listen to this, I do it, you know, today, oh, I didn't see a difference, and so I'm going to stop for 3 weeks. You have to do it every day, over and over again.
As far as the stress in your life, if you know that some stress is there, but you don't know how to get rid of it, what's the answer?
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up because I've been working for quite a few years with a gentleman by the name of Lee Spusta. And Lee Spusta is a musician out in California. And he and I have been doing a lot of work with brainwaves and actually tracking the brainwaves. And Lee has finally unlocked the brainwaves. And he has got a series of music that people can listen to, and it gets rid of the stress. And I've been using that in my office and actually measuring it with EEG to actually see what's happening mentally to the person while they're listening to it. I think that's the next step. I think that's the way it's going to go into the future, where people can just simply take 5 or 10 minutes, pop in some earbuds, listen to this, and they don't have to do anything because the body is naturally responding to what's happening in the brain.
Meditation is fantastic. When you're doing meditation, can you tell your mind to alleviate the stress that's in your body?
Not so much. Meditation is, there's two types of meditation. The first type is total absence of thought. That's what the Buddhists and the other people in the esoteric world go for. Total absence of thought, being in nirvana. The other side is actually borderline self-hypnosis, where you get yourself in a highly relaxed state, and then you start giving yourself suggestions. And the best way to do that when you're doing it is through what's called guided imagery, where you start playing a scene in your own mind. For example, if I may, out of your life,
okay.
I know that you like to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So you go ahead and put yourself in this position and then start visualizing your best trip to Hawaii. And you're going to feel yourself start going down naturally.
Okay. We're out of time for today, David. We could do a whole half hour or an hour with you. But if people want more information, how can they contact you?
They can go to my website, which is www.mohyp.com, or call the office, 888-604-9997.
Okay, that's area code.
The 800 number.
Oh, that's a toll-free number.
Yeah, that's a toll-free number anywhere in the world.
Okay, again?
888-604-9997.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Out of time for today. Monday, Jim Reek, author. Yes, he's an author. He's going to talk about his new book. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.